You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke, and I'm not sure my next guest has ever even heard this noise before. Take a close listen, Kevin. Can you guess what that was? You flinched.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, first the unwrapping, and then the necessary puncture.
Is that someone poking a straw into a drink?
Into a drink covered with cellophane with little tapioca bubbles in it.
Oh, boy.
That's the sound of a straw, a pointy plastic straw, piercing the seal on a tall cup of bubble tea. And why are we talking about that? And who's this man in the studio with me? Well, Seattle has put a ban on single-use plastics, including bubble tea straws. Goes in effect July 1st. Seattle businesses and bubble tea shops will not be giving out single-use straws of any kind. And our friend Kevin Kelly is the GM of Recology Cleanscapes, a recycling company based in Georgetown. And you're the perfect guy to talk about this. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Straws and utensils, too, as we'll discuss. But first, the straw ban and the bubble tea. This is a couple of our producers, Allison Bruzek and Ajua Jimabrempong, visited bubble tea shops in the U District asking, how are you going to comply with the straw ban?
I'm Preston Shao, and I'm a shift lead here at Surety. So we already have the new straws here. We already tested them out a few days. There's one issue is that there's no manufacturers that have the sharp ends on the straws yet. So people have to either go really hard on it or we have to poke the hole for them because we seal the milk teas. So the straws are more expensive. They're 10 times more expensive than the regular straws. And right now we have a policy where each customer can get one straw basically.
Now, I'm asking a man who's never even had bubble tea, believe it or not. Have you, by the way, since we last talked?
I still haven't tried it. I need to try it.
Okay, you really? Yeah. It's not going to be the same after the straw ban, right? How do you react to the predicament that straw purveyors are in?
Well, when I hear that, I think that it sounds to me like, in response to this, there are going to have to be some modifications that people make to their habits. And I think that that's important as you start to move away from products like single-use plastics, like plastic straws.
Remind us what the damage of single-use plastic is.
Sure. So what happens with a lot of times with single-use plastic is it ends up being discarded in a way where ultimately, it can end up in the ocean.
But doesn't your company recycle plastic straws?
We do. Well, we don't recycle plastic straws. And the reason why is because the size and the weight of the material doesn't make it through our manufacturing process. Hmm. And so the result of that is it will be discarded in a landfill in that sense, or if it doesn't even make it to a facility like ours, what happens is because it's lightweight, it will get blown around onto a sidewalk and potentially into a storm drain or some other area. It'll end up as litter or worse into a waterway or a waterbed, something along those lines.
The straw is getting the headlines because that's interesting, but also plastic utensils are covered in Seattle, right?
That's right. That's right. So plastic utensils, I think, are a little, or compostable, reusable utensils are a little bit further along, I think, in people's minds because they've been in development for longer. And I think one of the things that the gentleman mentioned in the segment is the expense of the straws. And I think that because compostable utensils have been around much longer, the quality tends to be a little bit better and the cost is more comparable to a single-use plastic. And that's just because the market's more mature, people have gotten used to them, and I think the same thing will happen with straws.
But straws are not of that quality? Are we talking mush?
Mushiness? It depends. So the paper straws I have heard are not of the highest quality. There's some concern that they can disintegrate before your drink is over.
Is that true?
It can be, yeah. If you're having like a hot tea.
Yeah, and you're lingering over it.
I am. This green one.
If you don't drink it fast,
yeah,
then maybe the mush.
That's right. But there are alternatives. So there are glass straws that you can use, for example, and this is made from recycled material. What a better alternative to a single-use plastic. Or there are straws made from bamboo or from metal. So there are alternatives out there, and those markets are maturing for these types of uses.
Okay. I want to talk more about glass straws and steel straws with recycler Kevin Kelly, who is with Recology Cleanscapes in Georgetown. I want to stay with paper for a moment because our producer on this program, Ajua Jimabrempong, joins us. Hello, Ajua.
Hi, Bill.
You're not alone. You are holding, is that a paper straw?
It is a paper straw that we have been soaking in water since the start of the program.
First of all, it's attractive. It's different shades of green.
It's, you know, it looks kind of like a little bamboo stick.
Yes, it does. So you've been soaking it for how long?
We have been soaking it now for 54 minutes.
And in what's the liquid?
In water.
And after 54 minutes in water, how would you describe the state of this plastic straw?
It's a little bit, it's a little mushy. It's kind of, it's twisting kind of easily. It's not falling apart yet, but the edge is kind of starting to fray. I don't know. Hang on a sec.
She's sipping from the paper straw.
You can still drink from it, but like not with great confidence.
Interesting. Well, I like things that are mushy. I like ice cream. So what's your experience, Ajua, with a straw that we're not used to being mushy?
Yeah, it's a little weird. If it hits the bottom of the glass, it bends, restricting my access to the liquid.
Good point.
I think they might want to go back to the design drawing board a little bit.
It's like a salmon culvert. A straw needs to be wide open and let the flow happen. Kevin Kelly, your reaction to the straw mush, not disintegration, I should say, but a little mushiness that we're talking about.
That's right. Well, I would point out that actually part of the point of that is so that it ultimately turns into mush. You don't want it to turn into mush while you're drinking your glass of water.
Right.
But if it does end up into the environment, you want this material to disintegrate appropriately, or be composted, turned back into a soil amendment, that type of thing. You don't want this material to be ending up as microplastic in the ocean that fish are mistaking for food and that we then eat the fish and so on and so forth. So part of the point is for it to disintegrate. Now, I don't know how many people are sitting over drinks for 54 minutes, but...
if you're having a good time, like if it's a good session, you might be lingering that long.
You could. And so in those cases,
change out that straw.
You can change out the straw, or you can get a metal straw or a wood straw or a glass straw, something that might last a little longer.
Ajua, would you use a metal or glass or wood straw?
I would happily use a metal or glass or wood straw. And it sounds like what you're saying is that paper straws still work. It's just a question of timing.
That's right.
And what's the old saying about God make me chaste, but not today? It's like, God make my straw mushy, but not yet.
That's right. That's
eventually.
One way to look at it. Yeah, yep.
Okay. What about a wood straw? Is that a real thing?
Well, it's bamboo. So bamboo.
You're holding one.
That's right.
Okay.
We sell these at our retail stores. They are a little bit wider, and they last longer. So if you have a drink where you need to get up, bubble tapioca, that, you know, whatever.
How can you not ever have had bubble tea when you live in Seattle?
Whatever delicious product you need to get up through the straw, it has a wider mouth, so that might be a better option.
I'm going to fact check that and say that it's not quite big enough for bubbles.
Okay. Yeah, it's not as big as a bubble tea straw.
Okay.
No offense.
No, none taken.
Okay. And it doesn't have the pointiness on it, the pointy end that goes, I don't know why, do we have to have cellophane? Is there no other workaround for bubble tea? I don't know.
I think we should be creative and look for alternatives to the cellophane. I think that part of these types of initiatives can be helpful in getting manufacturers to be creative about the materials they select and use, things that are a little bit more sustainable and better for the environment.
Ajua, you alerted me to a metal straw. A foldable metal straw. Will you describe?
Yes, it is very cool. It is called, I think, final straw.
Yeah, final straw.
It's cool. It there's four parts and it folds up, and then it folds up into like a little cute little keychain, and then you take the straw out and you like shake it, and then it like snaps into a straw shape, and then you can use it, and it comes with its own little cleaning brush, and then you can coil up the cleaning brush, fold the whole thing back into your keychain. It's very snazzy colors. It's kind of a fashion accessory for the eco-inclined.
And you don't have to give it to Kevin Kelly.
You
don't have to recycle that thing. I can't believe we're just about out of time. China update, please.
Sure.
China not taking our recycling.
They are not. In fact, China has implemented standards that, in fact, restricted all recycling from May to June. So no matter what level of contamination recyclers were achieving, China would not accept any materials. And that has had an impact in other countries as well, where they are implementing standards and they want to make sure that the recycled materials that we are sending overseas are of the absolute highest quality.
Clean and dry.
Empty, clean, and dry.
Better, even better, reduce and reuse so you don't have to recycle.
That's right. If you think back to that pyramid, you know, you want to reduce first, or reuse, and then recycle.
There's a song that I would sing, but we're out of time. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Kevin Kelly, GM of Recology Cleanscapes in Georgetown, and KUOW producer Ajua Jimabrempong giving us the lowdown on the mushy paper straw. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Bill.